Sainuan. That's when they marked it. And after they marked it, then someone came and planted those trees.
Well, I was about to ask. Yeah, exactly.
Then the Mishnah came and it was Nechah. Once it was Nechah, they planted the trees. If ye belong, this is tree be dush nachas rekevet. Then you know this kevet is kevet. The ain belong is if they didn't plant trees, the ain midush alba kevet. Then you know that this is the kevet. This is the kevet lost.
If there is a tree,
if there's no tree, it was a kevet. He says the whole bride is talking about a field. And it was the reason why it's Mr. Yanis is because originally it was at Kevish Avendah. Somebody came along and it was Nechash. Somebody came along and planted trees or didn't plant trees. That's when there's a difference.
And when it's Nechash, it's not the Tam anymore, not to Masayev.
Right. Once it's Nechash, it doesn't take away that body of in one place. Okay. The Gemara asks, let's not be so certain now. Let's be concerned that maybe the trees are planted in the inner part of the field, but there's still a caver from them towards the fence, between the trees and the fence, the field, maybe in that space,
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next to the tree it was, but far away from the tree was the Nachanim.
The Gemara says, "Can the Amar Ula?" The Gemara answered that Ula said another place. But in the Nachanim, that's talking about the trees are winding around the whole field and the boundaries. Al Chanami b'Im Nachanim, since the trees are on the boundaries, there's nowhere to plant outside of the trees because people don't plant. I mean, there's nowhere to have a haver outside of the trees. Because outside the trees is the Shushan Adam, they're not going to bury in the Shushan Adam. That can't be that there's a tumor there. Or at the opposite.
Wait a minute. If you say the trees border the
border the field, from right inside the fence, right away the trees.
Right. So you cannot have a caver in the middle of the study.
Oh, now you're going to say, what about the middle? But then the tumor migavoy. Maybe the tumor, the caver is inside the middle of the field. The other thing, but and the trees are from the outside.
Right.
My answer is being the subalka. I'm talking about the field is continuously intertwined with trees growing all over the place. It's not in a straight row, but it's in different patches, and therefore there's
no room for cave.
No room for cave.
They all spread out in the field.
Yeah,
basically.
Yes, not in one line of trees. And then,
so why is it Mara saying initially bordering the field and then? After that, it's saying it's spread out within the field. It's either one or the other. How the Gemara is changing.
The
start of the Gemara.
Yeah, Gemara always
said that.
The Sabachin doesn't take away the fact that by the end, it just.
Yeah, no.
It's all of it. Gemara's feeling to the answer, basically. Gemara's like, no.
Initially, it says it borders the field. And then it says, Marabi, it says, all over.
If you have 10 people, 10 rabbis together, and figure out how to do it, how to do it, maybe it's here, maybe it's there. So that's the one, that's the
one.
Then, the
south. Okay. Ibo Yisema. Now, you might have another answer. Amoran, we mentioned before, Ein Marchikin Tzii in the Mokim Tumah. Shelahaf of the Taita Soda. We don't make the marking of a Tumah far away from the Tumah itself. We don't want to take away any trees from Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And therefore, since the trees are close to the marking, certainly the tumah was between the trees and was plowed because of the trees.
Hmm. What is that?
Yes, that's another adjective to say about it, without having to say that the trees were intertwined. You can still say the first adjective, they were along the border, but still, since the trees are next to the marking, so if the tumah was not between the trees, it was inside the field, the marking wouldn't be at that end. We don't want to take away part of Eretz Yisrael, so we put the marking on the other side of the tree.
Right.
Therefore, we don't assume that the tumah is in the middle.
Right. It's between the trees and the border of the field.
Right. And because of the trees, they plowed in that area.
Right.
I said to make the tree don't plow, but the tree has to plow the tree. There's roots over there, all kinds of stuff right now by
trees. Well, they're not immediately under the tree, but like a few, you know, a few yards next to it.
You look around the tree these days and say, oh my God, it's uncovered. See how strong the tree is. You can see how deep the roots are. It's very hard to plow, they can break everything. But
Yehuda Omer, Yehuda said before in the Braisa, Ache Yisham Zokin in Talmud, She'ein HaKol Bikim Medover. It has to be an older person, Tal Chocham, but not everybody's in Bokin to know he's held these in Yonim. Omer Abaya, Shema Minot. Here we have Araya, Tzuvim Merabonon, a young Tal Chocham, the Ike B'Mosa, that lives in the city, Kol Mili D'Mosa Olei Ramya. Any matters have to do with the city, he's on his shoulders. He's the one who has to take care of it. He has to be aware of everything. But he's the one who knows what matters. And if you don't have a Talmid Chacham, so what do you do? Then you don't have the situation. No one knows.
No one knows. But if you have rabbis already established throughout or whatever.
Then he takes care of you. Yeah, I mean, the Rav is the one who has to...
Talmid
Chacham. Omer HaYehuda. Gemara says, and Yehuda says, Motza Evim Mitzayenet. Somebody found a stone, and on top of the stone was a mark, and he used a mark with lines. It was a mark on top of the stone. When he marked on top of the stone, he didn't have to mark anywhere outside of the stone, because the stone is high, and people can see from the distance that there's a marking of Tumah there, and they stay away. In contrast to if the marking was on the ground, it would overtake a little bit on the side because if the time you get on top of it to notice it, right. Then you're on the tomb already. Too late. That's because Mota Evim at the end, if you find a stone that has a seam as a marking, the Tachter Tameh, only underneath the stone is Tameh because they marked only on top of the tumah. Shtayin, if it's two stones, obviously on the both of them is Tameh, but in Yesh Tzibeinayin, if there's also line between them, the Beinayin Tameh, then there's between them is also Tameh.
That contradicts what we said before, doesn't it?
Well, what's the contradiction?
If you have a stone that's marked,
one right, stone.
Yeah, underneath it's Tameh. But right. We said before that you don't make put the tzion exactly where.
Here, if it's on a stone, you put it exactly on top of it. You don't have to overlap in anything. If it's on top of it, if it's on the ground, they make a little bit
further
more
up,
further away.
Okay.
But the Darshi says that here Darshi says if Pimori has Zokin, I heard from my old Rebbe, the Eben Achas Mitzu Yenis Sheitzid Al Gaba, you don't have to be marking from the stone because the stone is high and everyone sees it immediately before they come to touch it. But in the field, you have to make the seam a little further away because they won't see it right until you're on top of it.
So it has to be a high stone that you can see far away.
Yeah.
Then it's exactly on the page of the
stone. Yeah.
But you have to have a hook. You have to have a chance to see it.
Right.
If it's on two stones, and also the sid is lying also between the two stones,
the sid is what the
line that they would make the mark line. In the Shibinayan, the Binayan Tommy, and between them is also Tommy. In the Shibinayan, if there's no line between them, Binayan Tar, then the two stones under the two stones is Tommy, but in between them is Tar, Apagav the Lake of Choyesh, even though it was not plowed. Even though it's not plowed, still we say it's tar. Exactly what that means is Rashi says simple, Ma'olam tar, ki like it's in. There's no marking, it's tar. There's a whole, I don't want to open Taisus because I don't understand fully, but there is another gear to here. It doesn't say Avagab Leke Choyesh, which means plowing. Avagab Leke Chere, even though there's no Chere. And he has a whole other explanation of the Gemara here is different than Rashi, and I want to confuse us. So that's the title here, simply like Rashi. Tanya, the Gemara asks the question, you learned in a different branch, the Mota, Evan Achas Mitzayenes, if you find one son has a sign, Tachter Tomei, one stomach underneath it, fine, that's no problem, Shtayim, two, Imish Chodesh Bineyens, it was plowed between them, the Bnei Torah, then between them is Torah. In Ma, it's not Bnei Torah. And we just learned in the first bite that even though it wasn't plowed, it's still tar.
Unless it has a mark in
here. And here it's saying that
in between is tar.
That only if it's, yeah, if it's only if it's plowed, then it's tar. It's not in tummy. They pour the, so much sid on the, so much lime on this stone that it dripped down both sides. If it was plowed between them, between them is Torah. Then between them is Torah. The Emor would say, "Mach mechoidish who the ikir." Let's say that why is it on the floor here? Why is it sit on the floor? Because they plowed it. Fell over there in the Torah. He law, if they didn't plow it, so what is the sit doing there on the floor? Sit the Beni, because it was put there, it's coming in his tummy. You have to look at the situation, basically what makes sense.
If it's plowed them and she sit on the floor.
And then how did he get there? When did he sit there? And Asher says that, Here in the second bride and said they didn't plow, then it's tamei. The lime was poured on the tops of the stones. It was also placed in between them. If it was plowed, machas chodesh would be good. And you can say the reason why there's lime in between the two stones, because when they plowed it, it peeled off from the stone and it fell over there. Yeah, but if it's not plowed, how did it get on the floor? On the floor because it was put here because of the thing that's coming. It depends on the situation. It's not really a stira.
If they plowed, it fell from the stone itself?
Yeah, when they plowed, they bang into the stone, and that made it should be also on the floor.
Powder?
The lime.
Powder? What is it?
It's a metal.
Powderish.
Powderish.
Powderish. Powderish.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Amar Ba'asi. Ba'asi said, Mete Echad Mitsuyin. Ba'asi is saying, halacha, if you come to a field, you find by a field marking the tumah. He says, Mete Echad Mitsuyin is one border of the field has a marking that's tumah there. Who tummy? So that spot where that marking is tummy. Chol asada kula.
Tummy meaning the field or the
just
marking?
Just that marking.
That's for that.
However, chol asada kula tahayin. The rest of the field we take for granted that's tahor. The same thing in shnayim. Two markings on two borders of the field, two corners. Heim tmeim, those two corners are tummy. Chol asada kula tahayin. The rest of the field is all tahor. And the names Mishloisha, Hem Tmeim, Bechala Tadu Kulatayin, even three borders of marking, they're all Tomei, but the rest of the field is Tar. Abba, but if it's four, all four corners of the field have a marking, Hem Tahayin. The place where the marking is Tar, because we mentioned before that you usually make the marking outside where the Tumah is. However, Bechala Tadu Kulatayin, the rest of the whole field is Tomei.
It's surrounded the whole place, but the marking is telling you that here is
the heel group is from here on and over.
The kind of area, square.
Yeah. Now, Mamar, Eimar, he can see him in Malkum Tumah, so we're not marking to see him from the place of Tumah. Therefore, he made the marking on all four borders. The whole field is marked, the whole field is Tomei. It's not good enough to make one marking because, of course, in this rule, Eimar, he can see him in Malkum Tumah. We're not marking. And marking tumah is
more.
If you only have one marking, people will think that's the tumah. That's the end of this Indian over here. Now the Gemara gets to another thing we spoke about in the Mishnah. The Yoyit and Afal Kilayim. The Mishnah mentioned a couple of things that the Bezim were doing on Chol HaMoed. And one of the things was the Yoyit and Afal Kilayim. They would go around and deal with those people that they have Kilayim growing in their field.
Warn them,
and have to take steps and measures, take steps. The Gemara asks right away, Vakilayim b'chuli shamoyed naskina. They would go out on Chol HaMoed to deal with this. No, but not only that, but even we have a Mishnah that says that in the second time it is. In the middle, the Gemara answers still, we have another Mishnah, it says, Be'echad Ba'adar, on the Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmin al Shkolim. They would make an announcement, everyone should bring Shkolim, because when it comes to Shkodesh Nisan, they have to bring
the meeting
from the new Tumah, the new Shkolim of that year. Valakilayim, and it would also, the Shkodesh Adar would make an announcement, that whoever has Kilayim in his field should take care of it. The Chamish also, by the 15th of Adar, Koyden can be a Gila B'Krachim. They were laying the Megillah in the field, in the cities that were surrounded by Yeshuv, times of Yeshuv and Nun. And the Parashim asked, why did he mention, why doesn't he mention Yedalit? They read Megillah and Yedalit. He's trying to mention things that happened on Tezvav, and therefore he mentioned this also. If he mentioned about all of the things that happened on Tezvav, so he mentioned that Tezvav at the time that they laid the Megillah. And they would go out on Tezvav Adar to take the thorns out of the way. People come to Beit HaRebbe, they shouldn't have to have thorns.
I saw that, yeah.
They would fix up the roads. The people come to Beit HaRebbe, should be from the whole winter, it gets ruined. The Lomud HaMikvoyis, they would also, Rashi said, they would clean up the mikvahs. A lot of dirt got into the mikvahs in the wintertime, got with the rain,
wow.
And they would clean out the mikvahs to make sure they were good. They would do all the needs of the rabbim and sign in the kvarit, and they would make markings on the kvarit. The yoytin on the kilayim, and also on Tezvav Adar, they would go out about kilayim. Here we have an open siddur. Here it says in the cholamayim, and here it says in Tezvav Adar. These two answers that the Gemara gives the beloved Rabbi Yehuda Ben Chanina. Each one offers an answer. Chada on the one says kam de bocher, kam de off. The difference is they went out twice. On Tezvav Adar, they took care of the kilayim that grew early, the first crop. And the Ophir, the things that grew late, the later growing things, they took care of on Chol HaMoed. So it's talking how to say they went out both?
On both, but for different reasons.
For different reasons. For the first things that grew, for the later things that grew. The Chandomar and the other ones said a similar answer, Kam Bizroyim, Kam Bizroyim. The Tezvav Adar, they went to take care of the wheat. Because the wheat already grows at that time, but the other Yerokim grow a little later. And therefore they went out on Chol HaMoed to go to Iraq. Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Abasi said the name of Yochanan, Loi Shana, this whole thing is exactly the Mishnah, they went out Chol HaMoed, or he was Tezvav Adar, is only learned, Elash Einan, Ein Nitzan Nika, it's only talking about that they didn't, could not tell the sprouting before then. Abo Nitzan Nika, but if they also tell what's sprouting before then, Yochanan Lein, they would even go earlier. Having a morning guest from the church, why is the Chol HaMoed? Why is the Chol HaMoed they could do it? Why did they do it the other time? They couldn't find a better time. Like you want to ask an Afkinan, but they go out. Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Yechanan, with an economical reason. Shem Tzchar, Pe'ula, the Muzik Abad. Chol HaMoed did not have to work. So there was a lot of work that they were able to find for cheap to do it. They didn't come in, they're not working anyway. They can't work. But if they'll do this for cheap labor, if anyway they can't do it, their regular work.
Yeah, but if you're not supposed to do a regular work, why should you be able to do some other work?
Okay. So Tosis deals with this Indian, he says,
for people.
The madam, yeah.
Huh? What? People are poor.
Okay, so if you didn't make a rule, you don't make a rule.
What do you do? Do you work all the way? You have the choice, right?
Yes,
you have the choice. Okay, some people don't have the choice. Some people have the choice.
I'm just going to ask you a question. How could they get workers according to that opinion? So they said, maybe because it's a mitzvah, they will not. Because it's a mitzvah to take care of the kilayim, so they will not, because you should take money for that issue.
So that is if they will not hear the gerbe, in other words.
In other words, because it's a mitzvah, and because they have no money, so two together,
that's it.
Omrat Zvig, the Yitzhem of Mesharshim. Shema Aminu, and here we have a Raya, Where did they get the money to pay these people? Check out the client from Truma Chalishka. And the proof is from here. Why? Because the proof is from the fact that they went to use the Machal HaMoyah to get cheap labor. If the money came from the money they took from the farmers for not keeping the laws, my Nasulunaya, what a week here. Come with the gold eating, no. Let them give. How much is considered kilayim that they have to take care of it? Amr Shmuel by Yitzchak, Oyfe Sheshaninu, like we learned, calls the Osh, Yesh Baroiva, Zera Mimin Acha Yemai. That means, in plain English, the measurement is one part of 24. If you have 23 measurements of barley, and one measurement, the same size of wheat mixed in, that's where you have to deal with it. If it's less than that, and the Zaman says, if it's less than that, you'll have to plant it. You don't have to go crazy. If it's less than that, you'll have to plant it one time. If the bezin comes to your field and they see that you have barley growing here and one out of 24 is wheat growing between it, then they'll tell you, pick out those wheat kernels, make it less. Take care of it.
The one in 20?
One in 24. One in 22.
Four.
Now she says, Mekab Echad Mechavdal Besar. One out of 24 to the Now the Gemara asks, well, Tanya, you said over here that you might have come to take out the extra wheat. But Tanya, we went to the Bryce, so Skinner, she must keep in call us Father Kula. We bet and found that he had killed. They make his whole field hefker. So how do you say they just come to make it, to take away the not good wheat? The Gemara says, like, Kash, it's not a problem, not a spirit. Khan, Koivin Tarkona, Khan, Lacha Tarkona. One of the halachas is talking about before they made the takana of making an hefker. The other one's talking about after they made the takana of making an hefker. It's Tanya Belus in a Braitha, but he's showing the Hoya Oikrin, or Mashlichin, the slave of the Hemson. Originally, the Bezin Shluchim would come, he'd find the Kalayim, he'd pull the Kalayim out of the field, and they'd give it to the behemoth of the Balabas of the field to eat. They're very generous. But the Balabatim Samechim, Shteis Machet, the Balabatim were happy, they were rejoicing. It's like a boy who's flashing fast and getting ice cream. He's excited. Why? Achas from an action for the same. Remember when you're cleaning out the fields from the weeds and everything that's not good and between the good? Achas, you're mashlich on Viva Anthony, feeding the animals. So what did they do? They took away the, and they threw it in the middle of the street. No, they didn't give it to the animals. So they're still happy. Simcha Gidoyla. Shemanachas are the same. If you're Menachas, the field, taking the weeds out of the field, the weeds. Iskinu the bezmes had takonashi masha yehu mafkirin kolasada kula whoever's caught the kalayim he lost his whole field.
Wow.
They were masters. They make it. Whoever wants to come take whatever they did, whatever was growing there.
They
don't
have
the courage
to do that. Yeah. Not field.
Right. The field that is his. The ground is his. But whatever was growing, people are going to take.
That's a different story. That's when everyone's there.
Mishnah, Abelezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Abelezer ben Yaakov says, Halacha Moishchin es Hamayim Me'ilon Le'ilon. Ha'olamoyed, you're allowed to make a hole, if water should be able to go from one tree to another tree, should be able to pour water, and should go from one tree to the next. But Vash Le'yashkes Kol HaSadet, but in one condition, you shouldn't water the whole field. This is what Rabbi Yaakov said. There's another halacha, Zroim Shleishos Lifnei HaMoyed, if there was things, wheat growing that you didn't water them before Yom Tov, but Yashkin B'moyed, you should not water them at Yom Tov, because since you didn't water them before Yom Tov, it's a big tircha to water at Yom Tov. If you water it before, it's not so big tircha, so you can water it at Yom Tov. Chachonim Atin V'zeh, Chachonim say it's all good, you can water the whole field, and you can water them at Yom Tov.
We don't have a question about what we learn Shabbos?
What? About making a hole from even water.
What question?
You learned from Shabbat that it's not as simple as bringing, making chariots. It's three, it's less than three and all that.
Right.
So we just say now you could do it.
You're talking about the no. Say the estate is a lot of
that's
hefty.
More work, you know, hefty gravel, you know, yeah. Well, what's strange? We just learned how to shop in the cab. You can do certain things you could do. And here's the mission.
It's interesting here, by the way, the Chacham Arna Lev B'Yakrit and the Rambam passing here mostly like a Lev B'Yakrit.
No, but he's a Yashka, so that he doesn't say speak some Tamil.
Oh, he said make a...
A chris, you can make it one tree to the next tree.
How does the water go from
moisture to the mind? You moisture the water from one. As you said,
this means you make a mark.
He doesn't think exactly how, but the
water won't flow unless you have a mark on the ground.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Mark enough. I guess it's still not that. It's not like making a big one, a shovel, major hole. It's less than Mount Gulun, it's less than 5 or 6 feet, whatever.
Amen of Yehuda. Yehuda says, if the Yaakov said that you're not allowed to water the whole field, Yehuda said that the Levi Yaakov was only talking about a field that wasn't mitunenes. Rashi says mitunenes means a field that's generally wet, generally moist, and now it's dried up. And if you don't water it, it's going to be a bad story. It'll be really a hazard. In such a case, the Levi Yaakov would really agree that you're allowed to water it.
Even if it's a little bit job.
Yeah.
You lose money.
Yeah.
Even though it's based above.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what's
yeah.
the difference between based above and based on money?
The based above, you don't have to water so much. Right?
Because what?
What is it? By itself.
There's more water. There's not even based above.
It retains the water more.
The water nearby.
You explain that, based above.
What's the best of something that.
One has a lot of water yeah, nearby, and one doesn't have it. One has water nearby flowing, and which means you don't have to work. It's water by itself, and one you actually have to take water and water. There's no water nearby, which is worse.
Wasn't that the first mission?
No, but yeah, you said it.
Shlachim is the one that you have to.
You have to put the water.
Big hole, be like a long channel.
Right.
We store the water.
No, it stands in the mound. You have to water it.
Huh?
You have to survey it. It's just like you have to water it.
Yeah.
It's like the bottle.
Tanya Nam Yochi. We learned in the Brayso, so also, like if you heard it said, Kisha Amru also lashkoit in the Moyes, they Amru ala bezroyim, shalei sasu with ne Moyes. That when they said, you know, you're not allowed to water on Chol HaMoed, they only said by such Zoyim that they didn't get water before Moed. That was Zoyim, Shasal, Kos, Ne HaMoed, Mutu, Lashkos, and Moed, because it doesn't take too much work. In Moed, it's not the Mitzunenet, Mutu, it was a field that was moist and it dried up, then in Mutu, you're allowed. You have this Raya from the Brayta to Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha. The Brayta continues, Ein Mashkin, Sadeh, Gorin, Ben Moed. You're not allowed to water a dry field on Chol HaMoed. It's always dry, but it's not such a big hefted. Chacham atirim bezeh, it's a big tircha. Chacham atirim bezeh bezeh. Chacham amater, just like in the Mishnah, your mater, both things that were in Yaakov were oysed. So it's over here, their mater bezeh bezeh, sai by droyim that were not watered before Yom Kippur. Sai, by the sudden it's gorid, the Chacham hold, you're allowed to water both of them on Chol HaMoed.
Shirush Shasumit Amaria meaning what? They didn't
water it before Hamaya, before Yom. Amaravino, Shmami no, Haitar Bitsa Shari, the Tabutse Bukhulu de Mayada. Amaravino says, Mir de Raya, that you're allowed to water lightly. To spray water on, not the water like you would water a whole field, but to like spritz water in it to a garden on Chol HaMoed. What did I hear? Bring soon. Why? What's the logic? So the God is my time. The reason is I write it. So the God is my time. And what's the reason why the Chachamim would say you're allowed to water a field that's totally dry? The Afla Mashalachar, because you're not going to make things grow. All you're going to do is make what was going to grow later grow earlier. in a garden, you're making things that were going to grow later, you can make them grow earlier. There's no say that by if you don't water the field that was growing, it won't be a hefset, and you're allowed to do it. So here also, it won't be a hefset, you're allowed to do it.
You're still allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Why is that? There's no hefset.
It's not just making what grow later grow earlier. It's a different together.
Yeah, the shrush and the deer are just the ropes are probably an idea that it should grow in the right time. It grows in the later time, it can get cold. Get wounds, you know, the winter stuff, some stuff. Even when it grows at the right time, it comes with the best. It's the best.
Standing on bottom, look at the bright set. My business does a lot of mishbeers. You have to water a little bit the field, but the produce, loving is like when they grow wheat, such things, the base of bowel, the Rashi says the base of bowel. And on the year of Shmita, you have to water it. Very interesting about watering. Field in Shmita, it also means that Abona. Now, there is no difference anyway in how to water a field in Shmita. It says, you know, that
try to have a problem.
Yeah, two stories. The Abona made up to water. The Abona said, my beast is not love Shmita. You might be married a little bit of water on Shmita. And the Lord is my, I don't follow my.
What do they mean by my beast in
Shmita? It means to be the
dollar.
No, it means to like
spray with my hand.
Spray a little bit of water. The Gemara asked, "What time we just learned about and David made them mishpias? How can you say it says over here only in the Shmita, but not Cholamayit? You just said before you then that you let it do it on Cholamayit also."
He says both.
Yeah.
Both kasha.
I may have gone to the kasha hara, but that's the Yaakov hara bonan. The one who says you not let do it on Cholamayit is the blessed Ben Yaakov. The one that says you let it do it on Cholamayit is the Rabban.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of these halachas are the Rambam passing, they're going to bless me, Yaakov. Not everything, but most of this
machoik
is there. Tanya Idach, but they should be is, you make it because it's only the Abonim. Tanya Idach, we learned another verse from Abit, because of love and Erev Shviyas, we've had to water it a little bit on Erev Shviyas, Kedesh Yeh Yirach and Bishviyas, in order the greens to grow in Shmita year. But when you are in a business, they love the Shmita, they should eat the Mitzvah Shmita. He allowed them to water it a little bit on Shmita year in order that it should grow in the year after Shmita year. But not water it in Shmita for Shmita.
Okay, you're determining that.
Huh?
Are you in control over that?
Farm has to know exactly what its cause is going to affect, you know, what it's
when, what's, and how it is, what, well, when
it could be by the end of the Shmita year. Do it at the end of the Shmita year, it's not going to end up going into the Shmita year, it's going to go only after.
We learned the customs, we learned about this, a little bit about Rosh Hashanah, about how much time before Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and all that, you could do something that
40 days, like
right, 30 to 40 days. We touched on this model about when you could do something after Shavuos and when Shavuos and not. The Dom Shvi is basically the Andamim are eating from it, right?
Efker, everyone.
Right, so you want to make sure that they show that
Yom. It's in Mid Rabbanan, the 30 days before Shvi. It's only Mid Rabbanan. So why do they allow here?
The effect doesn't happen. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't make it go quicker. Just make sure it should roll the right time.
Yeah, but we said previous day don't. You're not allowed. We told them that the 30 days before you're not allowed. I hear you say Erev Shvi.
Okay.
Good answer. Good answer. Wait, what is it up? It's up to the plan. What's the best here? Up up is Shatera, and not up to Shvi, Stone. The whole thing, So, maybe because there's, like you said, there's no ticha. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. There's an animal called Ishus. What kind of animal? Some kind of a weasel or something. It's a chul, they're blind. And it burrows in the field and it ruins the produce. And the mice, field mice, these two things destroy crops. And it's a big hafsid. And so if you have such things, so you're allowed, Mr. Ha'ilan and Mr. Ha'lovon, you're allowed to trap them, set up traps. Kedarka is the usual way you set up traps on Chol HaMoed and B'Shvi'is and on Shemitah year. The usual way to set up traps, they have to dig in the ground in order to do it. They have to take away stones in order to put the traps. It was a work that otherwise we also could do in these times. From the Sadeh Ilan, where there's more damage possible, you can do it the normal way. However, from a Sadeh Ilan, you can only do it Shaloi Kedark. Later on, the Gemara, I think, deals with exactly what it means Kedark and Shaloi Kedark. The fact is, the Chacham say that in a stay alone, if you can only do it, you like your doctor. Stay alone is a field with produce like wheat, corn, oats, rye, things in contrast to a tree.
So,
the doctor is most famous. Yeah. Makar, if a wall of a field, a hole that fell down on younger times, is allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed, B'Shvi'is, and the Shemitah year, Boinei Kedarka. So exactly how and what you're allowed to build it, also the Gemara will deal with later, what's Kedarka, what's not Kedarka, it says that it fell off, you gotta fix a yamtik. It doesn't say, exactly how. And Gemara deals with later exactly how fix, the Rambam brings down which places you gotta fix the fences, which places you gotta chila, is the Shmila Teles. The Shvi is pointing to darker, the Rambam types is, the Rashi types is even the chila. Not even build a fence or a field.
Not doing it into a field, just make sure that they want you to come in and go out.
Even though it looks like you're protecting the fruit, Still, you're not going to do it. You want to ask my issues, what kind of animal issues? Amr of Yehuda, he said, Beria Shein Lo Inayim, it's a creature that does not have eyes, and it doesn't, it's blind.
It's a sheret.
Yeah, it's a sheret. It's deep in the ground. It's not a mole. No, it's a sheret.
Sheret.
It could be a mole, sheret. I thought it was an insect.
No, it's not an insect. It's something bigger than an insect.
Okay. It's a mole. It's
over here, digging on the ground. Where we have a pasuk, the Torah that speaks about this area that has no eyes. He says, "My shablul temes yahalech lekel eishes balchos shamesh." Just like a shablul, the shablul in Taishas, I think a snail, that is, when it goes, the snail starts going the snail goes out of its shell, so then it falls apart, and then it sort of dies, it dries up and dies. And so to this animal, it comes out, and suddenly it falls and dies, and it doesn't see. Nasal Aishas, so to Aishas falls, Baal Chol HaShemesh doesn't see the sun. That's what it is.
It doesn't see the sun.
Since he didn't see the sun, it died automatically. I don't know why. Tell it Abonim. Start with the issues with Achborim, with the Alovan, with the Ilan Kedarkoi. A lot of it's a trap. It's issues and the knife from the Stei Alovan and from the Stei Ilan from both kinds of fields the normal way. Machrivin, Choylin, and Molim, and you're allowed to destroy and holes. Also, they shouldn't destroy the field. You want to ask, Kate and Machrivin, how do you destroy ant holes? Shimon and Yanil, or you remember? Shimon Yanil says an interesting way. Maybe offer Machor Zev and let's go to Machor Zev. You take dirt from one ant hole, and you put it in the other ant hole. They don't recognize the smell, and so they strangle one another. The condition, you have to know exactly what you're doing here. Both ants have to be on different sides of the river. It is, they shouldn't recognize the smell. Only if there's no bridge. Smaller bridges. The method, even a very thin bridge, even a small thin bridge, they'll be able to get it. Ad kama, ad par. What is ad kama, ad par? It is the Rashi Taish and Pesach Taish. Ad kama, how far does he...
One
ant hole, another whole ant hole. As he says, it has to be a parsa. Has to be a river in between, with no bridge, and has to be a parsa. If there's no parsa, even though there's a river and there's no bridge, still they can tell it's not. That's Rashi Taish. Taish has another Taish. He says that even if there's no river, if it's more than a parsa, they're recognized. And then he says another Taish that even if there is a river, Alex can't. They're very good to each other. An ant will never steal from another ant. It's very good. Because they don't recognize it. Because they don't recognize the smell, they
kill each other. I don't know what it is. Yeah. And then they kill each other.
Yeah. Never. First of all, I love the girl. I'm going to ask her. Give me stuff.
You'll be in tomorrow?
Yeah.
You just asked me something.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much.